Surely, as a tourist, you don't know the 10 best things you can try in Brisbane. You don't have complete information about the free places and scientific and artistic entertainment facilities of this area. And you want to see the best places in your limited travel time. And try it. Whether you are traveling with a family or a group, these top 10 things to do in Brisbane will make you happy, and if you are traveling alone, you will still get the most out of these 10 places in Brisbane, the third most populous city in Australia. Come with us. Let's read the information together. Like the natives of the region, you have to spend your cruise from the shores of most of the city by boat. Old and new ships and small and large ships are placed for your entertainment, and you can easily go back and forth in the city because all the employees of this top 10 things to do in Brisbane live in a city that has a high rating in terms of livability. It is among the cities of the world, and usually the staff have the ability to deal with any behavior and ethnicity, and you can get the best feeling from this and have peace during your trip. 1. City Cat. If you have entered the oldest city of Australia, Brisbane, for the first time, start your journey with City Cat Ferry, because you can stay on the ship for a long time to pass under different bridges on the way with City Cats. The 1.5-decade-old City Cats of this shipping company have transformed the rivers and beaches of Brisbane, and every day new ships are added to this population, which make you discover many places and activate your pleasure engines. I'm sure you will enjoy the beauty of the green western suburbs like me. Fortunately, the staff of this ship are very hospitable and polite, and you can feel safe on the ship with them until late at night. Indeed, you can use Go Card and Go CQ Card to buy tickets. We can interpret the best of City Cat's ships in the way that they are not only for riding, but you can have a very interesting trip on this ship alone to eat, drink and explore. And the natives of Brisbane who use City Cats for their daily commuting are happy. Indeed, City Cats is one of the best things to do in Brisbane, don't miss it. 2. South Bank Parklands. This park is one of the largest parks in Brisbane, which has a 40-hectare area that makes it like a big forest. Beautiful and dense trees in this park can easily attract about 11 million people every year. In this beautiful area, it is not enough to just walk, you can also use other vehicles, which is available to you 24 hours a day. But in my opinion, renting a bicycle, either alone or in a group, with a small fee, is the best. It is a choice. Because you can stop whenever you want and get to your favorite work. The only thing you should pay attention to is that South are held from Friday to Sunday and are not like the 24-hour forest park. Taking pictures and watching 400 steel columns made of bougainvillea is a must because they are green and flower throughout the year. There are many unique entertainments for cultured people. Many galleries that I personally need a whole day to enjoy. QLD Modern Art Gallery and Art Gallery Goma, as well as QLD Museum and Science Centers, QLD Performing Arts Centers QPAC and State Library of Queensland are the best. R. Swimming is a common and popular activity for tourists. So, if you are interested in swimming, the waters of the Brisbane River can refresh your soul by cooling your body. So be sure to bring a towel with you. 3. Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary. Lone Pine Sanctuary is a place that will make you fall in love with koalas and kangaroos. Because in this place, a large number of koalas are kept. And you can easily spend hours with koalas and take pictures of them and pet them. It is interesting to know that this shelter puts on interesting shows for you tourists every 30 minutes. Shows of domestic or wild animals. Gift shops are also one of the interesting events of this shelter. Because you can buy gifts for attractive and energetic kangaroos and cute koalas. So by buying a 5-treat, you can reward the kangaroos. Don't worry about kangaroos not being used to humans. Because they love it and are used to it. Note that this place is not a zoo where the animals are tired and annoyed. They roam freely there and can be said to live. The ways to reach this shelter are very easy. But the cheapest is public transportation. You can buy tickets online. Of course, you can also buy tickets at the ticket office. The time it takes to reach the real sanctuary of kangaroos and koalas by bus is 90 minutes. 90 minutes to reach a great place for wildlife and nature lovers. 4. Roma Street Parkland. This park is located in the center of Brisbane and it is 16 hectares and has many beautiful bridges, and this park can attract the attention of tourists in any season. Streams with many beautiful and colorful ducks. All kinds of flowers add more beauty to this park. Do not worry about your children in this area, because there are playgrounds for children. In the winter season, you can have a magical light show from 5:30 to 8:30 in the afternoon. The cost of this trip is very small because you can ride the train around this area for 20 minutes and enjoy all the attractions and the greenery and the beauty of the flowers. Whether alone or in a group. 5. Mount Kutiacha Summit Lookout. This place is not a fake park or forest, but a botanical garden that often has subtropical plants. It is interesting to know that in this garden more than 2,000 different plants from all over the world have been collected and placed in this garden. The entrance to this botanical garden is free. One thing you should pay attention to is that you cannot enjoy it every hour, take it, and there is a time limit for tourists. So you can visit this place every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 6. The Brisbane River. The river is actively developing in every season, every day, and every hour. City Cat has the greatest power among the beautiful ships of this river. Move to the south and vice versa. The cost of getting tickets is also a good price, which is less than $10. I did not say much about the environment inside the ships, because they are very clean and comfortable and with very good facilities. The reason for choosing this river to see can't be anything other than the fact that the river is really what makes the city of Brisbane, so don't miss the opportunity. And from this place, which is one of the best places, it is very beautiful, enjoy it as much as you can. 7. City Botanic Gardens. This vast riverside garden located in the center of the city can be the best place for you to relax. Because you can easily rent a room there. Don't worry about the fees. The fees for renting the rooms are very cheap. If you like to relax outside the room, there are also many benches installed in front of the river. You can relax and enjoy the attractions in this very beautiful place. 8. City Hall. According to native people of Brisbane City, the City Hall is the place where you can find the mayor of Brisbane City. Because it is one of the historical buildings that definitely made the city of Brisbane beautiful. Guided tours are easily found in this place, and entertainment there are plenty of freebies available in this park. The good thing about Taylor Shar is that it is close to all the main train stations and eateries. It is also close to the public ferry and transportation, and you can provide a good environment for your fun and vitality by spending a little. 9. Gallery of Modern Art. In this gallery, you can enjoy the contrasts created between the colors and the position of its beauty. This place contains many colorful paintings, and I, as an experiencer, tell you that 1 hour is not enough to visit this place. Being in this place will make you lose time and lose hours of beauty. Become after leaving, you can go to the other side of the city from the bridge in front of this place and see the beauty again. 10. City Hopper. In this place, you can use the free stations, and as someone who has experienced it, we will tell you that it is better to choose the seats on the second floor of the ship to sit back and forth, each of which takes about 45 minutes, because of the wind that blows in your face. You can enjoy the view in front of you more. We can also mention the good manners of the attendants here, because they hold exciting competitions for children on the banks of the river. A beautiful pagoda on three floors is located here with the participation of the Kingdom of Nepal as a representative of one of the three peace pagodas in Nepal in the world. You can visit the cinema complex of this area with cheap tickets. You can make different plans for yourself in this entertainment complex. At the end of the night, you can also visit the Marine Service, which I really love. Because these beautiful ships operate every week and make happy time for tourists. Conclusion. Thank you for staying with us until the end of this article. Enjoy each of the top 10 things to do in Brisbane and I hope you will be convinced to choose a few of them for your several day trip, because many days are needed to be able to taste each one. And get a new feeling from each of the places.